Senator Cantwell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Saleem, I think you mentioned 8chan, but what do you think we need to do to monitor incitement on 8chan and other dark websites?
So I think you can really approach this issue from two categories. There are a number of increased measures, some of which I noted in my written statement submitted to this committee, that these companies, as well as others, can take to create a greater degree of transparency and standards so that we can have a really accurate measure of the types of hatred and bigotry that exists in the online environment writ large. And a result of that increased or better data, we can make better policies that apply to content moderation, terms of service, et cetera. So I think really having the good data is a framework for better policies and better applications and content moderation programs.
So you're saying there's more that they can do?
I think
social media companies, there's more they can do.
Yes, ma'am, there's much more that can
be
done.
I mean, I look in your statement about you include auditing and, you know, third-party evaluation, so for that transparency as well as, you know, responsibility. But as I mentioned in my opening statement, you don't want to basically then drive all of this to a dark web that we have less access to. I'm going to get to them and ask them a question, but what more do you think we should be doing together to address the hate that is taking place on these darker websites too?
So a number of measures. I mean, the first is having our public policy be very, starting from a place where we're victim focused. We know that whether it's Pittsburgh, Poway, El Paso, or any of the number of cities that other panelists and members of this committee have mentioned in their statements, we need to start to make measures that combat extremism or domestic terrorism be from preventing other such horrific tragedies. And in order to do that, we really need to start from a place that prevents and has a better accounting of hate crimes, bias-motivated crimes, hate-related incidents, et cetera. And when we start from that place, I think we can make better policy and better programs at the federal government and state and local, and also in the private industry levels as well.
Well, one of the reasons I'm definitely going to be, you know, calling on Department of Justice to ask what more we can do in this coordination is several years ago, Interpol, Microsoft, others worked on trying to address on an international basis child pornography to better skill law enforcement at policing crime scenes online. And I would assume that the representatives today would be supportive, maybe helpful, maybe even financially helpful in trying to address these crimes as they exist today as hate crimes on the dark side of the web. Do I have any responses from our tech companies here?
Thank you, Senator Cantwell. This is something that across the industry we've been working on for the past few years in a manner very similar to how the industry came together against child exploitation online. We launched the global GIFCT, the Global Internet Forum to Counter Terrorism, which both of my colleagues referred to, as a way of getting industry to create sort of a no-go zone for this terrorist and violent content. As part of that, we train hundreds of smaller companies on best practices, and we make technology available to them. The reality is, for the bigger companies, we often are able to build technical tools that will stop videos at the time of upload. It's much harder for smaller companies, which is why we provide technology to them. We now have 14 companies that are involved in a hash sharing consortium so that we can help even these small companies stop terrorist content at the time of upload.
Well, I appreciate and agree with Mr. Saleem. There is more that you can do on your own sites. But setting that aside for a minute, what do you think we should do about 8chan and the dark websites? What do you all think we should do?
I can tell you what we do on Facebook, Senator, which is we ban any link that connects to 8chan poll where these manifestos have appeared. So those manifestos with the El Paso shooting, with Poway, were not available through Facebook.
I'm saying, what more do you think in government and law enforcement working together, besides what you do to address this? Anybody else, Mr. Pickles?
Well, I think to follow up on Mr. Saleem's point, I think certainly if there's criminal activity happening on these platforms, then a law enforcement response is primary. As I say, the tools we have in our toolbox are related to content. If people are promoting violence against individuals and are committing criminal offenses, a law enforcement intervention at that point is something I think should be looked at. And I think if we can strengthen as industry our cooperation with law enforcement, we can make sure that the information sharing is as strong as it needs to be to support those interventions.
So you think we need more law enforcement resources addressing this issue?
I think it's a question of both resources, and I think, again, to follow Mr. Salim's point, there was a paper from George Washington University last week looking at the statutory framework around some of these spaces, and if there are opportunities to strengthen them in many of the areas Mr. Salim mentioned, again, I think that's a worthwhile public policy conversation to have.
Well, I definitely believe you need more law enforcement resources on this issue. When I look at what progress we made with Interpol and the tech industry fighting on other issues, I think this is something, and I hear that from Mr. Salim, more resources. So thank you all very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.